This episode covers why being vulnerable actually turns her on. You've been so sure that letting her see your fear would make her stop wanting you, so you've kept it locked behind a closed door. You're about to get the exact sentences that change what happens between you two next. You've absorbed a lesson without ever being taught it directly. Don't show her the parts of you that aren't handled. Fear, doubt, the sense that you might not be enough, all of it gets filed under things a man keeps to himself. It feels like protection, and it feels like keeping things steady. Here's what that lesson leaves out. Staying handled all the time doesn't read as strength to her. It reads as distance. She can tell the difference between a man who's calm because he's actually okay and a man who's calm because he's hiding something. Over time, that gap becomes the thing standing between you and her. Here's what's actually happening in her body when you tell her something true. Her nervous system gets new information. This man trusts me enough to show me what's real. That sense matters more than most men think, because feeling understood and valued by you is one of the strongest predictors of whether she feels safe wanting you. That safety is what lets her body relax instead of stay on guard. And a relaxed body is what opens the door to desire, not just tolerance. There's a catch, though. Not all vulnerability works this way. If you share something true and then need her to fix it, comfort you, or prove she still loves you, you've turned honesty into a demand. That kind pushes her away instead of pulling her in. The version that works stays grounded. You say the true thing, and you stay steady while she responds however she responds. So here's the method. 5 things you're going to do in order before you ever say the hard thing out loud. Step 1. Name it to yourself first. Before you say anything to her, get honest about what you're actually afraid of. Vague discomfort doesn't turn into a workable sentence. A specific fear does. Step 2. Pick 1 true sentence. Not a paragraph. Not a confession marathon. 1 sentence that's actually true and actually hard to say. Step 3. Say it plainly. Skip the qualifiers that soften it into nothing. Maybe this is dumb, but, and it's not a big deal, but, both cancel out whatever comes after them. Step 4. Stay in your body while you say it. Keep your voice steady, even if it shakes a little, and don't rush to fill the silence right after. Step 5. Let her reaction be information, not a verdict. Whatever she does next tells you something useful about where she is right now. It doesn't mean you did it wrong. Now let's get into the actual words. Here are 5 phrases that work, with the moment they fit and why they hit the way they do. When you've never said something out loud before, try this. There's something I've never said out loud. I'm scared sometimes that I'm not enough for you. Just breathe for a moment before you carry on. I'm not saying this so you'll fix it. I just don't want to keep it from you anymore. This works because you're naming the fear instead of performing confidence, which gives her something real to respond to. She may go quiet for a second before she leans in. Let her. When you've been feeling more like roommates than partners, try this. I miss feeling close to you. Lately, it feels more like we're sharing a house than sharing a life. Take a second before you carry on, so it has room to sit. I don't need you to say anything right now. I just wanted you to know. This admits your want for connection without demanding a fix or an instant reply. She might get quiet, or she might reach for your hand. When you know you've been distant, and she's noticed, try this. I've been checked out lately, and that's on me, not you. Just pause and take a breath before you continue. I don't have a good excuse. I just want you to know I see it. You're owning the pattern instead of explaining it away, which removes the wall she usually has to push against. When you've been avoiding sex because you're worried about performance, try this. I've been avoiding this because I'm scared of disappointing you, not because I don't want you. Wait here and do not fill the silence. I wanted you to know the real reason instead of letting you guess at one. This replaces the story she's probably built, that you're not attracted to her, with the true one. When things have felt distant for a long time and you're worried it's becoming permanent. Try this. I'm scared we're drifting into something we can't come back from. Take a second before you carry on, so it has room to sit. I don't want to lose this. I wanted you to know that, instead of just hoping you'd notice. This shows her the stakes matter to you without blaming her for the distance between you. Different men freeze for different reasons. And here's how to adjust, based on the pattern you recognize in yourself. If you tend to keep the peace and avoid rocking the boat, your silence reads as absence, not calm. Try telling her one true thing this week, even a small one. If you tend to get defensive when criticized, skip the defense entirely and say the vulnerable thing first, then stop talking. If you tend to get loud or intense under stress, try one sentence said quietly instead of five said fast. And if you tend to go quiet or shut down, say the imperfect version now instead of waiting for the perfect one. The other side of this is accounting for how she tends to respond. If she pushes harder when she feels distant, she's likely to test whether you mean it, so stay with what you said. If she's gone quiet after trying for a long time, don't wait for a big response. Just keep showing up. If she needs space and values her independence, give her room without following her for a reaction. And if she's the one who pulls back while you're the one reaching out, lower your intensity and give her time. Before you say any of this out loud, spend 5 minutes writing down what you're actually afraid will happen if you're honest with her. Ask yourself, is this fear based on something she's actually done, or something I'm assuming she'll do? Honestly, I think I'm just assuming the worst. She hasn't actually said anything like that. Practice saying the sentence out loud, alone, before you say it to her. If it sounds stiff or rehearsed, cut words until it sounds like something you'd actually say to a friend. If she brushes it off or changes the subject, don't chase her for a bigger reaction. Give it a day, then say, I know I brought something up yesterday, and you didn't say much. I just wanted you to know it's still true. If she gets defensive or accuses you of trying to manipulate her into sex, don't defend your motives. Say, that's not why I said it. I get why it might look that way. I still meant it. When you tell her something true about your fear or your mistakes, three things tend to happen. She stops guessing at a version of you that isn't real. Her body relaxes a little, because she's not bracing for a performance anymore. And over the next few days, you'll likely notice smaller signs of closeness coming back. A hand on your arm, sitting nearer to you on the couch, more eye contact than usual. That's not an accident. That's what safety does to desire. You just spent time facing the exact thing you've been avoiding saying to her. Before this day is out, say one true sentence to her, even if it's a short one. The fear that's kept you quiet was never actually protecting the two of you. If you want to go deeper on this, you'll find the links right in the guide where you got this audio, or head to the Two-Way Intimacy Library page and look for the same title. The full guide, playbook, and checklist are all available as free PDF downloads. The playbook walks you through the key steps in a format you can work through on your own. The checklist gives you a quick reference you can come back to before a conversation. I hope this helps.